and in the middle of it, it feels like it too, the summer of racing. The Night of Racing is happening right now, where they blend not only great racing but great music, Music City. The guy with his hand on the pulse of all of it is the GM over there, Matt Greachy. Matt, welcome to WGN.
Hey, thanks for having us. We appreciate the time this afternoon.
Oh my gosh, this is it. And Nashville is just a road trip away. We talk about all those great road trip destinations, whether it's for great food or family experiences or racing, right? And Nashville, you guys are bringing it all together.
We are, and we're getting that great sense today, as we're going to have a packed house today for our NASCAR Cup Series Ally 400, premium spaces, grandstands. We're chock full of entertainment on and off the track, and we can't wait to host all these thousands of fans coming into Middle Tennessee.
How does it feel? I mean, a sellout, right? And for a number of years, I've covered the sport for a long time. This is a great time to be in racing, to be a race fan. I mean, in all series, whether it's the, you know, almost sold out Indy 500s, whether it's the interest in dirt track racing, whether it's NASCAR's resurgence. Of course, it'll be all over the place here for Street Race Weekend. I mean, it's a great time to be into racing.
Yeah, I mean, auto racing, the momentum is positive. There's a lot going on, and I think we're seeing that with coming into Nashville as a market, with, as you mentioned, the entertainment and the value of folks coming into this market. But I know you guys are excited to launch the Chicago Street Race next week, and we're all wishing you guys luck.
Yeah, well, before that, you have a big event happening, and when, you know, here's the one thing we always talk about. If you go to a race, you know, as much as the action on the track and the drivers that people know, love, and appreciate, it's constant. It's an all-star game every time in the world of NASCAR and racing. But, you know, a race in Talladega is a different vibe than, let's say, a race in Sonoma or Indianapolis Motor Speedway, right? And so talk a little bit about it, if you can, Matt. Like, what is the unique vibe for a race in Nashville? Because I got to feel, just whether it's the sights, the sounds, the people, the vibe, the music, I'm sure it all comes to you on race day.
Yeah, all of entertainment is synonymous with Nashville, and we're going to see that on property today. We've got Parker McCollum as our pre-race concert. Old Dominion's going to be here to give the command. Great comedian Nate Bargatze's taking a break from his Be Funny tour to be here with us today. He'll be driving the Ford Mustang pace car, leading the field to the Ally 400. So we've got a wide range of celebrities and guests that are going to be here. We've got some Titans players coming out, soccer players. We're going to be full, and people are going to be enjoying the action on the track.
The connection with country music and racing, specifically NASCAR, is undeniable, longstanding, all of that. So you figure you'll get those people there. But what a treat for the fans that go there for racing, get Parker McCollum in there to do that Old Dominion ride. Even if they're just saying, you know, even if they're just saying, drivers, start your engines, right? They're probably going to do it in a musical way. Who knows? That could be really cool. But when you're seeing some of those, you know, like top level players from other sports have an interest, they're calling you up, they're saying, Matt, can we get tickets? Can we get in on things? That's exciting.
It is exciting. It's, you know, we're looking at more opportunities for next year's Ally 400 in 2024, just because we're actually having to turn some folks away that we'd rather host them. So plan early, get your tickets now for 2024 Ally 400. And we're going to keep growing this in a big way in Nashville market.
When it comes to the food side of it for the events, I know that has stepped up quite a bit, where it isn't just festival food. And of course, our good friends at, whether it's Aramark or Levy, they do a great job. But we're seeing it some tracks around where they're incorporating some of the food, or some, especially a city like Nashville that has such a great food vibe and food history. For people that are there, that sold out crowd, is there anything interesting that you want to share that they'll be getting in on, or things that may be available on the concession side?
Well, I think when folks come to Nashville, I think the first one they're trying to try in the food spectrum is going to be Nashville hot chicken. And we've got Hattie B's here in a big way.
Nice.
Our food and beverage partner, they do a great job cultivating the food and beverage experience, and it's going to be a good time for all to be had.
Well, and think about the community too, because the racing, it does happen. It's leading up people. I always say that for, you know, all of our football fans, for a Bears game, right? If you're doing it right, you're getting in here maybe 9-10 o'clock for a noon game. You're going to tailgate a little bit. Racing fans, and this is for the listeners that may not be aware of all this, sometimes they'll show up like Tuesday, Wednesday for that Sunday race. So the tailgating aspect is really huge. It's a whole different thing.
We've had campers on property since 8 a.m. on Wednesday morning. they've been having a big time. I don't know if you can hear it over the phone lines, but if there's a little bit of bass going on, that's because our fan zone's fully activated right now. That opened at 11 a.m. We're at a 6 p.m. local start time, so folks are on the property having a good time already.
That's crazy. Let the listeners know we're talking with Matt Creechy. He is the GM over there at Nashville Speedway. And I thought when you said, like, we've had people here since – you said Wednesday. I thought you might say like Easter, right? That they've been here and they've been waiting, and it is all going to happen. 6 p.m., right? That's when the green flag drops.
Yep. 6:22 is our green flag. It'll be on NBC Network. Great partner for us. They're kicking off the second half of the season. And if we allow campers here in Easter to show up for a drink.
Oh, wait. Oh, I think you'd be blocked. So what was it if you allowed campers in Easter? What was that?
If we allowed them here in Easter, they would be here.
Oh, yeah. They would. Oh, so very, very last thing. We know you have a busy day and you're going to get to it. But your thoughts, because this is, you know, the 75th year for NASCAR. This is the first ever street race in the history of the Cup Series. They are going to be. Are you going to make your way up here? Or just what are your thoughts? Obviously, you know, you're wishing good luck. You want a successful event. You realize what it means, you know, for the series and the sport, you know, just to be in this new market. But just your thoughts on the Chicago street race.
It's a tremendous market for NASCAR and the industry to be in. I will not be making my way up there, but I will be cheering on and watching on the NBC broadcast next weekend. It's going to be exciting. It's quite the feat what they're going to accomplish next weekend, and everybody should tune in or get yourselves to Chicago.
Yeah, feat coming up tonight, though. It's going to happen right there at Nashville Speedway, and Matt Creechy and his team will be there. You guys will be resting. I'm sure you guys will all be on vacation. You'll be at an all-inclusive something in Cancun next week. You deserve it because it's a lot of work, we know, to put on one of those races. So, Matt, we'll let you get back to it. And thanks so much for everything. Thanks for jumping on the show today.
Thanks, Dan. We appreciate you having us.
All right, we are going to take a break, and we come back. You know, what do people love about the Dean Richards show? They love Dean, obviously, and his, you know, the movies and sort of the stars and the A-list situation, all that current events. Dean is going to be with a lot of our WGN personalities on the TV and the radio side. He is both. They'll be there at the Pride Parade. It is still looking like a great day out there. When we come back from this break, the other thing people look forward to is Dave Schwann and his far-flung forecast, and listeners of the show will say, well, he already did one, but remember Ernie Banks, right? Didn't he say let's play two? So let's do two of those, and hopefully Dave will have something kind of fun and we can talk with him a little bit after we come back from this break. So keep it here. It's Dane on 720 WGN. So Dave Schwann, we had talked a little bit about what people look forward to and are excited about when it comes to the Dean Richards show. And certainly there's a percentage of that is Dean, you know, as to be expected.
Well,
right?
It is Sunday morning with Dean Richards.
Yeah, I mean, so there's going to be some of that. I think it would be foolish for us to think that there wouldn't be. But
I hope they're not getting wet out there, because we had a shower that moved through here just a little while ago.
No.
And, you know, it looks like they could get a little more rain now. I hope they're, you know, it's not raining on the parade. Literally.
Whoa, right, so to speak. Yeah. So I know that you had already done a far-flung forecast, and I know that that's one of the things that the listeners, many of them, I have heard, not all of them, but they turn the radio off as soon as they hear it, because that is all. Then they go and start their Sunday. That's what they look forward to. But in the spirit of Ernie Banks, remember he said, let's play two. Right, so I think we have some Chicago provenance to go ahead and do an additional one, but we have a handful of minutes, and so we don't have to always keep it just to that. We can talk sort of, you know, extended on places you go, because you travel all the time, not only just to share those stories but also in person. But so what would you pick for if you had to do like a second far-flung forecast?
Well, I already chose one here in light of the fact that we are dealing with drought conditions in the Midwest, in Illinois and Iowa. We've been running stories for the last few days about how in some areas it's called moderate to even severe drought. And the fact that the rain we had overnight and the showers that we're getting now and those in the forecast, it occurred to me, well, we haven't had rain for a while, but where are some of the rainiest places in the country?
Mm.
Well, let's go to Hilo, Hawaii.
Okay.
I've been to Hilo, Hawaii. It's beautiful. It's lush, and it is that way because it is one of the 10 wettest places in the United States, if not the world. On average, Hilo, Hawaii gets 211 rainy days out of the year.
Okay, so but a Hawaii rainy day, and I spent a good portion of time in Hawaii. I don't know if I've ever been exactly to Hilo, but is a rainy day in Hawaii like 10 minutes here and there, or is it like a Seattle kind of gloomy, you know, sort of
it depends
depressing?
On, it depends on the mood of the weather. It's just like it has, it can be almost anywhere. It can be a monsoon. It can be gentle showers. I recall we did see rain when we were in Hilo. We spent a couple of days there in 2015. And it can be a steady rain, then it'll quit for a while. But, you know, 211 days out of the year, they're just accustomed to that. Nonetheless, Hilo, you know, has an older feel to it, like an older, Hawaii type. Culture to it prior to a big city like Honolulu, and that is a big city. But Hilo has a wonderful feel to it. Great people. There's some great restaurants there. Definitely recommending it. And as we speak, it's 71 degrees there, but it's not raining. It's cloudy.
Well, I mean, you have to have a little bit of clear now and then. And when you think of road trip destinations, Hawaii wouldn't be one of them. But they've, you know, and it is weird. You mentioned it, Dave, because it's, and I've spent, you know, some time there. It sounds like you've spent a good amount of time there too. Is the different? They are totally different. So, like a Honolulu on Oahu is every bit the big city. It's a million people and it's metropolitan area with skyscrapers and all that kind of stuff.
When you go down the main street in Honolulu, it's like walking down North Michigan Avenue.
Yep. And then you have your Diamond Head and your super crowded Waikiki Beach, but there's a lot of places that are pretty remote, and you think, okay, well, it's a big, but it's not that easy to get to. So there's a ton of places on the different islands where you can kind of have a beach to yourself.
That's
if you
right.
wanted.
Yeah, indeed, very diverse, very different. And also, as you know, you've spent time there on our time on the big island there. It can be raining on one portion of the island, and as you drive around to the other side, clear as a bell. Sunny skies, and you wouldn't even know that it was raining there. It's just amazing.
Super conducive for all those rainbows. It's a real thing.
Exactly.
It happens all the time. Yeah. So of the Hawaiian Islands, what was your favorite?
I enjoyed Honolulu. We were there, and then also Hilo, which really is where we pretty much concentrated the one trip we did there. That trip involved three destinations, though. We went out to Seattle to visit my cousin, who hadn't seen in a while, and then from there we flew to Hawaii and spent time in Honolulu and Hilo, and then flew back to California, Central California, because I'm talking about we, meaning my late father and I, spent some time in Napa Valley, the one place in California where we had never been. So we covered a lot of ground in 2 weeks.
Well, what did you think of that? Because as you suggest places, and some of these far-flungs are, you know, they've got, it's of interest, whether it's a funny name or maybe something unique happened there. But I'm sure some people are inspired to, like, hey, I would want to check that out. Now, I've spent a good amount of time in wine country doing some of the food coverage and things like that. It's a totally different place than, and California really is too, right, Dave? Because it is like five different states, honestly.
The diversity of California, the geographic diversity of California is just amazing. As I said, the Napa Valley area was the one place we really hadn't spent time. And even if you're not a person who is into wines and wine country and everything, just the beauty of the region is just something to take in and enjoy. You're away from a larger city. You're not that far from San Francisco, but far enough where you don't feel like you're in a suburb or anything like that. And then you're not too far away from that, Yosemite National Park. And I have to say, Dane, I've been very fortunate to have gone to every state in the country.
Really?
A number of...
Wait a minute. So that's impressive, because there are some states that really you don't have any reason to get to. You know, like a... Well, I don't know. You know, nothing against like a North Dakota or, like a Nebraska,
North Dakota,
right?
4 years ago.
Yeah. But were there some in there where you just were trying to like complete the set?
Yep.
Where you're like, I gotta go.
Yep, we did. We come from a family of lifelong travelers, and so we several years ago finished up New England, And then about 5 or 6 years ago, a very good friend who I knew from here moved to Mobile Bay in around Alabama. And that was the one state in the South I had never been to. So we did Alabama and a good bit of Florida. So
this was an opportunity for those states to make an impression on you, even though you wanted to do it just like, you know, just get across the state line, go to the rest area, get a picture taken next to, like, here you are, and then boom, check it off the box. But for some, it was, were there some places that you had absolutely, you know, just no general intention of going, but once you went there, you're like, wow, I would come back.
Well, that would be, among them would be Alabama, because you've got Mobile Bay there, a beautiful area, and wonderful people, just very, very pleasant people there, a very relaxed atmosphere. And I would, there really isn't one region of the United States I would not want to go back to. I would say, I didn't like it. I have preferences, right. You know, and one of them being right here. You know, our neighbors to the north, as they say, Wisconsin and Michigan. I'm going to go back to Michigan here today after work for a little while. And then the end of July, my girlfriend and I are going up to Traverse City.
Wow, those are great spots. It's summertime. There is no place better than a lot of the places where we are. And I always say the more places I go, the more I appreciate even the Chicagoland area. So very last thing, Dave, is a lot of people are going to make their way to Chicago for this NASCAR street
race. They sure are.
Oh, just your thoughts on that, because I was talking with Bob Kessler yesterday or earlier, and his whole thought, like his whole approach to it is that, you know, the sort of the flack on the traffic and the road closures and some of that's sort of his perspective. And I guess people see it for different things or whatever their perspective is. What's your thoughts on this?
I happen to live very, very close to where this is going to take place. And I'm concerned about, you know, the congestion of getting in and out. Think about emergency vehicles. However, you know, I go through that area here to get to and from work, and I've been fascinated by the setup, you know, with the setup of the stands and the way that, you know, the track is going to be configured. I also am pleased that they're giving people plenty of warning about street closures, so you know what to do in order to minimize, you know, getting in and around there. But it certainly is going to be different. As you know, some of the people that are involved in setting this up, they've never quite done anything like this before.
Yep.
So it's a challenge for them, and we'll see how it goes.
Well, here's the other side of it too. Unlike another sporting event, even if there's a big event at Soldier Field or at one of the stadiums or even Chicagoland Speedway, where if you didn't want to go, you didn't have to go and you didn't have to experience it. There'll be people that have no intention of experiencing anything related to the Chicago street race. They're going to be right in the middle of it because the sights, the sounds, the smells. I mean, it's going to be happening. You're going to be able to hear it. I know they've got some mufflers on there, but it's definitely going to still be loud. There'll be some vibrations. People were worried about, you know, have driving next to the museum, you know, like priceless vases falling over. I mean, it's going to be, I don't want to say an assault on the senses, but it's more than just visual with racing.
It is. I know that there, you know, safety is definitely going to be a priority. Have you heard something about some of the drivers saying that this is a different type of course for them, that this is not particularly what they're accustomed to?
They've never done it. Nope. Yeah. In the NASCAR Cup Series, in the 75-year history of the sport of NASCAR, they have never done a street race. So this is going to be new for everyone.
This is a first for everyone.
Yep. Man. There'll be a race on the Xfinity side on Saturday, which is sort of the lower series, and then that cup race on Sunday. And they're not even allowing drivers who are going to race in that Sunday race to participate in the Saturday, so they don't have a leg up on the experience. So everybody's going to be, they have, you know, simulators, right? So they're practicing on computers, but we'll see how it goes. Well, Dave, enjoy your trip. Thanks for sharing all of
Thank
your
you.
Stuff
Good
with us.
Good to talk with you as always, Dane.
Yep, have a great weekend. When we come back, a lot of people are going to be experiencing kicking off race week at Bub City with El Bandito Yankee. We're going to talk with Tim Muldoon, the GM over there, when we come back from this break. It's Dane here on 720 WGN. It is Dane here with you high atop Chicago in the Skyline studio. And when it comes to great venues, you know, Chicago is a great food town, has, and I always say you can spin the globe and put your finger down, and there are people doing that at a high level. right here in this city from anywhere, any kind of cuisine in the country. When it comes to barbecue and it comes to sort of that blend of barbecue and music and just a great vibe in this city, Bub City is doing it and doing it right. And they will be front and center as Let Us Entertain You is the official food partner for NASCAR and the Chicago Street Race. The guy was handling the pulse of all of it down there at 435 North Clark. That is Bub City, is the GM, the one and only Tim Muldoon. Tim, welcome to WGN.
Thank you, Dane, for that warm introduction. Appreciate that.
Well, it's warm, right? Slow, low and slow introduction, right, on the barbecue side. So talk about this, because you guys, you know, when people come in from out of town, and certainly for any of the festivals or the music or the concerts, Bub City is a destination that they have on their list. But with racing, you know, with NASCAR racing, and we've talked about it with a number of guests today, you know, there's a unique relationship and connection with racing and NASCAR and country fans, and it's going to be a perfect mix this week.
Yeah, it feels like the right fit. You know, we're a destination here in Chicago for all those things you listed, you know, that you generally don't find necessarily in big cities. And we feel like with, you know, the country kind of focusing in on the NASCAR race here in Chicago, Bub City is the perfect side dish for that race.
Side dish. Look at that. A food pun. Very nice. So when you think about the barbecue side, and I cover all of that nationally, I've covered and judged the American Royal. I'm a regular judge for the Jack International World Championship Barbecue. You know, all of those things, all those great pit masters. And, you know, Bub City does it and does it in a big way and in a right way. Is that something that may maybe, you know, people in the know, but people think of you as a music venue, as a restaurant, as a lettuce concept, and maybe not knowing maybe just how serious you take that barbecue side.
Yeah, I think that's a good, you sums it up pretty well. You know, we like other lettuce restaurants, you know, we get to wear lots of hats in any given week. You know, we're a brunch place on the weekends. We do, you know, dinner service all through the week and then live music on the weekends. So, you know, we kind of got a little piece of everything for everybody. And the food is obviously an important part to that. You know, a lot of focus on our whiskey program as well, but you know, we smoke our meats fresh daily. You know, the brisket that you're eating, we started the preparation on it the day before. Our pastrami special on Fridays, we started the process the week prior. You know, food's very important. Chicago's a big culinary city. I grew up here. You know, everything from, you know, the pizza to the beef sandwiches and hot dogs, you know, everything you expect the best when you go out, and Bub City aims to provide not only a wonderful meal, but also a great experience with our high level of musical talent.
Yep. And there'll be some of those on display here for the NASCAR Street Race. You know, they've got, whether it's Charlie Crockett, Miranda Lambert on the countryside, Black Crows, you've got the Chainsmokers. There's going to be a lot of music talent in for that racing. And as people sort of kick off their race week, they're going to be doing it on Thursday. And we're going to be, you know, we've got our big NASCAR Street Race radio special. We'll be doing it from the studio. We'll be calling in live to Bub City. And that's brought to you by El Bandito. So it's going to be exciting to build in one of our hometown spirits on the tequila side. Chicago is hometown, so many connections, but also the official tequila of race day, a lot of that, and it'll be right there at Bub City.
Yes, sir. We'll be pouring El Bandito margaritas on Thursday on special. Looking forward to building a partnership with those guys. Ruben and company have been wonderful to connect with around this event, and looking forward to a long established relationship there.
One of the other exciting things is people that are listening will be able to sign up to win an opportunity to go to Phoenix for the NASCAR Championship weekend, where the El Bandito Yankee Cantina is. So they'll be able to sign up there at Bub City, get caught up in the moment, and then hopefully be out and watch some NASCAR in November for the championship. And it all kind of starts with this. And so let's talk a little bit about some of the food. So the barbecue side is obviously front and center, but what else do you guys have there? I mean, is on the food specials, you mentioned the brunch. Is it all barbecue themed? I think that would be front and center, but you probably have more.
Yeah, you know, again, the idea is to appeal not only to one particular demographic and have a little bit of something for everybody. You know, on a brunch, we feature on Saturdays and Sundays a Nashville hot chicken. Nice. And bacon battered waffle, which is outstanding. You get a little bit sweet. You know, help recover you from whatever you were doing the night before, perhaps. We also feature our burnt ends on Saturdays and Sundays for our dinner special. We got a wonderful turkey melt, a staff favorite on Thursdays, a brisket grilled cheese on Mondays, just every day of the week. Good food specials, pair that with good drink specials. And yeah, we've got it all, but our double barrel cheeseburger is a fan favorite. You know, we have three different versions of a fried chicken sandwich. Each one spicier than the last. So,
wow.
Whatever your palate desires. You know, don't skip on our mac and cheese either. It's one of our most popular items as well.
As people make their way to Bub City all summer long, certainly for some of these big events around Chicago Street Race, but then again, you guys go, and one of the iconic events, we talk about it, I've covered it for 10-plus years, is Windy City Smokeout, and Bub City is the cornerstone. They are the glue that pulls it all together. They are the bat signal that brings those great teams from around the country. Certainly the music side is huge, and it is, you know, it's one of the top music festivals. But I always think of it from the food side, too. And so it's one of those top barbecue festivals. This year is no exception. You guys have some of the biggest acts in music on the countryside, but then also some of these great barbecue teams.
Yes, we've been fortunate enough to build it to a level of where we have access to some of the best pit masters and the best beer companies, and of course, the best performers in the country. Each year seems to trump the last. I came around about 6 years ago. But yeah, as you mentioned, it kind of all started down at Bub City in River North. And, you know, now, this will be our third year at the United Center in the parking lot. And it just seems to keep growing. The popularity is soaring. You know, people want to come showcase their food at, you know, Smokeout. It's a desirable place to pour your beers and to serve your beverages. So, it's a very impressive, you know, enterprise that the Bub Entertainment Company has built, and I'm very proud to not only be involved each year, but to be there shaking hands and serving food all day as well.
Yeah, we'll be highlighting a lot of that action as we get a little closer to Windy City Smokeout, but Bub City is always in the conversation. If there's something cool that is happening in the summer in Chicago, if it's anywhere near the country world or certainly anywhere near barbecue, Bub City is right there front and center. So we'll have links up at WGNRadio.com. Look forward to seeing you. With all that, I know there'll be an El Bandito Yankee car out in front of Bub City Thursday night, and just a lot of excitement. And so thanks so much, Tim, for all the things that you guys do, not only just with the events coming up, but just in general with Bub City, adding it to that fabric of Chicago on the food side. And thanks for jumping on the show today.
Dane, the pleasure is all mine. Thank you again for the kind words. Just a heads up to everybody, we're going to have live music starting this Wednesday with live band karaoke at 10 p.m. and for 11 consecutive days through the holidays. So if you've got some extra time off work, make sure you come and see us. We look forward to seeing you again as well, Dane. Thank you.
Tim Muldoon, thanks so much, Tim. We'll let you go, and we'll definitely have links up at WGNRadio.com. All right, so the Tim Muldoon Bub City, that is going to be the headquarters for all of that action, of course, for the El Bandito Yankee for sure, but then all that great music, and then coming up with the barbecue. They never stop, and it's a cool, fun place to get to, too. We'll ask Patrick about. Patrick, have you ever been to Bub City? You ever been inside there? Are you old enough even to have an adult beverage?
Yeah, I'm 22.
Okay, so you're just old. But, you know, they have other things. You have brisket sandwiches. Have you ever been to Bub City?
No, I've never been.
You got to make it out there. So hopefully, just as a lot of listeners are inspired to check it out, get in on all that fun. Patrick, our producer, hopefully he'll be doing that too. So when we come back, we're going to have Eric Lance. He is the driving force, no pun intended, in a lot of ways to El Bandito Yankees' connection with racing. It's the official tequila of race day. And so he'll be joining us when we come back from this commercial break. Keep it here. It's Dane on 720 WGN. On the line, we have, we mentioned it, you know, one of the driving forces of the official tequila of race day. He is the CFO of El Bandito Yankee. He'll be in town and with all of that team as they take over on the tequila side, bringing tequila to the track to the Chicago Street Race, the one and only Eric Lance. Eric, welcome to WGN.
Hey, Dane, how are you?
I am okay. I'm all right. I'm okay. This is it's kind of the calm before the storm here. You're seeing a lot of the barriers go up. You're seeing a lot of the stands go up. You're seeing a lot of the people brace for whatever sort of traffic situation they're going to have to either navigate or whatever. But it's happening. It's here.
Yeah, it's going up. We saw it a week or so ago. All the stands going up. I heard several of the drivers yesterday on the Xfinity race talking about how they had all gone and toured the course. Some of the Cup guys, some of the Xfinity guys have all been going up there kind of one by one to check out what the track's going to be like.
And you wonder, like, what is that thought process? Because, and I had asked, I think it was maybe, I can't remember if it was, it might have been It might have been Dale Jarrett or something, like who he thought had the best kind of either a leg up. Nobody is having a lot of opportunities. They're going to be qualifying same day. They're not letting the Cup drivers actually race in the Xfinity race. They want to keep it as close to the vest as possible. But you think probably, Eric, and you're as big a race fan as there is, like Hendrick with maybe the equipment, they have maybe a good chance, or maybe Penske because of the diversity of the racing programs that they have within their organization. Who do you think has, if anybody, a leg up?
You know, I don't think there is one, Dane. I mean, according to the drivers yesterday, they said a couple things. They said, A, they weren't sure while people thought they would have such a hard time racing on the course. They said, you know, the Formula One guys have a car that's bigger than theirs, and they race on narrower streets. But I think the one key thing that you did hear all of them say was they weren't sure that anybody was going to be able to pass anybody really well. And it was going to be really important on restarts and really important on pit road for them to keep any kind of momentum or ability to move forward. So I think that's something everybody's going to keep their eye out for.
Yeah, they're going to keep their eye out for it. They're also going to be, you know, not only that action on the track, but NASCAR is doing a great job to try to build in more things for more people on the entertainment side. I mean, this is, and you and I have been out to the Clash at the Coliseum where they tried to build in a bunch of different things. Certainly there's racing in there, but you have the, you know, the music and the culture and just some other things to keep maybe new fans more interested in things that sort of maybe they're more familiar with. For this one, you've got that festival, you've got that music, you've got that food. Is this going to be enough for fans?
Oh, I think it absolutely will. In fact, one radio personality in NASCAR joked and said, we hope the fans remember there's still a NASCAR race going on Saturday and Sunday with how much music and food there is going on around that Grant Park area, that it's going to be quite the spectacle. And then hopefully you'll hop over and still watch cars on the track.
How much music and food and tequila, right? So the official tequila of race day, El Bandito Yankee, will be in full effect all race weekend long. And we just had Tim Muldoon, the GM for Bub City, to kick it off at that iconic location, right? That blends not only, you know, country music, great food, and of course spirits. El Bandito Yankee will be there. So talk about some of the things that's going to be happening with the spirit. So we're super in tune on the racing side for El Bandito Yankee, but just how it's going to be integrated into that race week.
Yeah, so tons of stuff going on next weekend. As you mentioned, Bub City is so graciously hosting our WGN, you know, live remote, radio remote session down on Clark Street there in downtown Chicago. I think that's 6 to 10 o'clock. You guys are going to be running some things in studio. We're going to be running some things from the restaurant. Lots of NASCAR personalities are already lined up to be on the show. I think it's going to be a great time and lots of tequila. Also, I believe that our NASCAR show car and Flying Ryan Taylor's NHRA drag bike will both be in attendance at Bub City. So that's just the kickoff, and that's Thursday night. Come Friday, it's almost a redo out in Naperville at Fat Rosie's and Smoke Show, which are kind of there in that kind of iconic, unique downtown Naperville area.
Cool.
They're having a huge NASCAR party for us, and they'll also be doing watch parties at all the Fat Rosie's locations all weekend long for Xfinity and Cup. And then, you know, obviously, our big El Bandito Yankee Tequila headquarters for race weekend is at Aurelio's Pizza down on Michigan Avenue. During both Saturday and Sunday's races, we've got kind of a VIP area going on for our accounts and the folks that service us so well that want to come and watch. And then we want the public to absolutely show up and support Aurelio's. Great pizza. We've got a lot of cool stuff for the fans. I know Chris Chelios, who all you Chicago folk are going to know exactly who I'm talking about. He's going to be there signing autographs on both Saturday and Sunday. I believe Saturday is 4 to 5. Sunday is 5 to 6.
Nice.
And then down on Grand Avenue at Passport Bar and Grill, they're going to be doing the same thing. Chris is going to be doing a signing on Saturday as well.
Wow, so that's awesome.
Lots of activity all weekend.
And then absolutely. Here, and we had mentioned with Tim Muldoon too, and this is going to happen not just at Bub City. That'll be the first opportunity, but for all of those Fat Rosie's locations and Aurelio's, people will be able to sign up to win to be able to join El Bandito Yankee out at the NASCAR Championship in Phoenix at the Phoenix Raceway. So you get into it this way, right, and get an opportunity to sign up for that. And then, you know, one winner is going to, or two winners, right? One person, two winners are going to be able to join El Bandito out for the championship in the fall.
Yeah, I almost forgot about that. I'm glad you brought that up, Dane. That's kind of an important piece to this puzzle is a little contest for running to allow someone to come out with some tickets. Enjoy the championship weekend in Phoenix on El Bandito Yankee Tequila and really enjoy themselves out there.
Yep, it's going to be great. Okay, so we want to give a picture. People are hearing this and they're saying, obviously, it's Chicago's hometown tequila. They see the billboards up. They hear all the stuff. They certainly know Chris Chelios, and every time the Blackhawks score, they break out the Bandito. But when it comes to racing and the official tequila of race day, you know, El Banditos, we're doing a ton of different things on that. You know, there is a bunch of different, whether it's the dirt racing with Rico Abreu, whether it's the NHRA, you mentioned Flying Ryan. I mean, it's all over the place, right, involved in all those different series.
It is, and it's almost going on every weekend, which is fantastic for us. I know Flying Ryan is up in Norwalk, Ohio this weekend. Seeing his post and talking to his crew chief last night, he qualified P9 today. So he's running against P8 in round one, Pro Stock Motorcycle. And then I've already been in touch with Marty Mello this morning with Rico. He slightly missed the $250,000 grand prize last night at Houston Speedway in South Dakota. But Rico finished second, still got $50,000 pot last night in the sprints. And both of those guys are fantastic ambassadors for our tequila company. I mean, absolutely wonderful people, always there for the fans, always doing stuff for the fans, will sign any autograph, take any picture. And they both love El Bandito Yankee Tequila.
Yeah, yeah, think about this. So Marty, who is his manager, had texted me to say, ask Eric about the So Fast It's Criminal bonus program.
Yeah, we started a trend that I'm not real sure we anticipated that we were starting. We, you know, all these contracts that we get to do these various things, they all start to look the same. And we wanted to have a little fun with Rico's in the fact that we put a little podium bonus program together for him. Little did we know when we signed up for that he was going to go 14 straight weeks of being on the podium in the sprint car. So I think he's trying to see how many checks we can write him in one season.
So hey, how do you look at that, Eric? You inspired him to be at his best, but financially, maybe it's cost prohibitive. Do you tell him just like, hey, back off a little bit?
Yeah, not well. Yeah. Yeah, the accountant in me says back off a little bit. The racer side of our business says just keep going faster and keep winning and keep showing El Bandito Yankee bottles on all your press. So, look, I'm happy to do it. He's a great racer. He's having a lot of fun with it. I never realized that program would sort of become a rumor mill in the garage in the sprints. And other people are now looking at it. I've heard other sponsors talking about it. So I hope they're all ready to open up their checkbooks, because I have a feeling some drivers are going to be talking to them in the off season.
Well, people come up to me all the time and they say, like, wow, it's so exciting what's happening with the spirit and with everything about it. And, you know, where can I get it? And when it comes to, you know, we reach 38 states in Canada, so a lot of different places, but lots of listeners in Wisconsin. Obviously, it's available there. Some great things happening. But Indiana comes up all the time because of the great racing presence there. And, of course, we're the official station for the Indy 500, the first station ever to broadcast that race. But so, Eric, when are we going to get? I know we don't know necessarily, but hopefully we can get in there maybe for some of the later summer races or some other things. I know people are asking.
Yeah, we are working on it actively. We did make some progress this past week with our distributorship as to trying to finalize a date. There's so many cool things, whether they're race related or non-race related, we want to do in Indiana. There's a major racetrack, not Indianapolis Motor Speedway yet, that we're working with on a program for the rest of the season. There's some restaurant groups there. So lots of cool stuff. I promise that I think by the time we get to Labor Day, we will be in Indiana. So that's kind of the key mark for us.
And I know, too, we talked a little bit earlier in the program with Matt Greachy, who's the GM over there at Nashville Speedway. There's a lot of that happening as well. I know off-channel I get asked about it as well. That's a great thing with all the things that we're doing with Country Thunder, with all the things that we're doing, and people are excited about getting into Tennessee as well. So a lot of exciting things happening, of course, kicking off this weekend for race week for the NASCAR Chicago Street Race. So, Eric, we'll let you get back to it. Where's the website for people to get more information about El Bandido Yankee?
So they can go to elbandidoyankee.com, or they can simply hit up our handle, El Bandido Yankee, on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. They're all the same, at El Bandido Yankee. And once you're on the website, if you happen to be in an area where you can't go to your local liquor store or bar and find our product, there are several options for you to buy right there and have it shipped straight to your house without you even having to leave the couch. So, no excuse not to find your tequila that you really want to go buy.
There's no excuse. All right, Eric, we'll let you get back to it. Drive safe, and we'll see you up here for race weekend and all that excitement. Thanks for jumping on the show today.
Hey, quick shout out. My daughter finished third in the National Spelling Bee yesterday for Beta Convention, so I want to give her kudos.
Congratulations. Wow, you got some brainiacs over there. All right, thank you, Eric.
I get it, but I appreciate it.
All right, thanks. That was Eric Lanz, El Bandido Yankee, in full effect next year. We are going to be done with the show. Thanks, everybody who participated, everybody who joined in, and we'll see you next time. It's been Dane here on 720 WGN.